rather gruesome, rather wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Particles and Waves. My name is Mia. Give me one second. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver at the UBC campus. This show is an eclectic little thing I enjoy doing. I'm very excited because today we're going to be joined at around 2:20 by Aiden, one of the singers from the band Amistad. They've got a show coming up. They're releasing a new single today that I'm going to play, and we're going to talk about what it's like to be a rock star. I've been away I was away last week. The last time I was on the radio, it was election day. Stuff's gone down. And so I want to start off the show with some nostalgia and some joy. I have a feeling we're going to end up with a lot of nostalgia coming up, more so than usual in the next short period of time. Nostalgia is something that we flee back to. It's very, very safe. It's something that we always seems a lot better in hindsight, and it is, in fact, could be argued part of what has kind of landed us as a species, I guess, in the water we are today. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Our Lady Peace. I graduated high school 10 years ago, and it was a tumultuous time, as it is whenever you are, you know, around 17 years old. And I went to see Our Lady Peace open when they were touring for, in my opinion, their last good album, which was Healthy and Paranoid Times. It was a phenomenal concert. I got to go up on stage. I got a hug from Rain Maida. I got some guitar picks. It was great. And so it was also the place where I discovered the Victoria band Jets Overhead, whom I continue to like to this day. So I want to play Our Lady Peace and Jets Overhead to kick off the show, and then a track from Saint Motel, which is a new band, or it's a new album, but it's one that I discovered this week and is just peppy and joyful and a lot of fun. So please enjoy Angels Losing Sleep by Our Lady Peace, Life's a Song by Jets Overhead, and Getaway by Saint Motel here on Particles and Waves.
Looks like the Holy Ghost is gone. Now you're afraid of yourself. Over your shoulder you have to watch heaven fall into hell. Looks like you're about to sink. So it's time to prepare. Like the calm before the storm, you better swim. Just like it's calm before it's warm, you'll get back here again. And we
Try.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard Get Away by Saint Motel off of their most recent album, Saint Motelevision, which is a really, really great sort of dance at your desk album if you are buried in homework. Before that, Life's a Song by Jets Overhead off of Bridges, which released like back in 2006, which is nuts. And at the top of the show, Angels Losing Sleep by Our Lady Peace from Healthy and Paranoid Times. And I feel like we may have more to say about that at a later date. But I am now going to be joined by Aiden from the band Amistad. Aiden, how is it going?
It's good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. So you, from the research I've done, it's really funny. I don't know if you were listening to the show, but I sort of started off the top talking about the songs of, you know, my high school youth. And I went to email you guys to ask you about the songs of your high school youth. But it seems that you're still kind of there.
Yeah. Four-fifths of us we're in our last year of high school, yeah.
That's, like, really impressive. I cannot count any of the bands that I knew in high school. I don't think any of them actually have released even one album necessarily, let alone an album and an EP. So how does it feel to sort of do that and balance that?
It's not as hard as we thought it would be. I mean, it's still a lot of hard work, but when it's your main priority and you just kind of end up making time for that.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys planning to just sort of pursue music full time after you're all graduated?
Yeah, this is literally all we want to do all the time ever. So it's kind of a no brainer for us to just not do anything else.
That's really great. So tell me about this new EP that you just released, Talk Peace to a Wolf. What went into creating it? Where were you guys in terms of the writing?
Talk Peace to Wolf is it came out in May last year, and we recorded it at this place called Bottega Studios in Kelowna, which is like this really, really cool, massive alpaca farm.
Cool. Alpacas are so neat.
Yeah, we got to hang out with the alpacas after some studio days and stuff. But Yeah, the EP is kind of follows this concept of a good and a bad side, and kind of trying to find some sort of balance between the two. And it's kind of introspective and a bit internal, and maybe even a little bit personal. But it's just been really cool that people have not been finding it super personal and been able to connect with it in any way at all. So, yeah, it was a really cool process to make it. It was kind of our first, I think we felt it was our first real go at doing something exactly the way we wanted to, sound-wise and just production-wise and everything. So, yeah, it was kind of a first for us.
That's really, really neat. Is the songwriting, like, very collaborative, or does it tend to fall on certain members?
It's pretty collaborative still. We, you know, everybody pretty much writes their own parts, but occasionally the lines are blurred and there's a bit of an overlap for us, because we can all somewhat play each other's instruments a little bit. So it's pretty collaborative all the time. Yeah.
That's really, really cool. So I read that you, at least part of Amistad formed when you were, what, in grade 6? Or so?
Yeah, about there, yeah.
Yeah. Do you still have any of those songs that you wrote from back then?
Oh, yeah, totally. We were really fast to put them all online and stuff when we were in grade 6, so we still have a couple songs somewhere.
That's so great. I love it. The new single, Darker Side, is releasing today. I'm going to play it once we're done talking, but there's also a music video, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about that? It's also dropping today, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, where can people find that?
Yeah, well, we actually, we worked with this website called Geyser Music to premiere it last night, and so you can find it on the site, on our YouTube, our website, it's up everywhere, but yeah, the video for Darker Side, we just decided to go really DIY with it. And Nolan, our bassist, Nolan Bassett, he took the director's chair, basically, and was holding the camera and shooting everything. And then we edited it amongst ourselves, and kind of just, it was very like organic, natural, I guess, DIY process to it. And we're really proud of it. We're really proud of, we think we did the song justice.
That's really, really cool. I have to tell you, like, this is an amazing amount of stuff for people who, like, I went to an arts-ish high school as well, but sort of, have you had a lot of support from the school structure? You know, is there a good music program there, or are you just kind of doing this, like, striking out on your own?
Oh, yeah, it's the school we go to is a very... it's not like exactly at 100% an art school, but it's very supportive of that. Our band program has been really, really awesome. It's kind of notorious in the region for being really good. And we've had a lot of support. So we're not one of those like bands that has to kind of, we've had a lot of support, and we're very grateful for that. And we don't really have to, there's still a lot of hard work and a lot of effort that's required, but there's less obstacles in the way.
Mm. That's really, really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great that people can get that kind of support, because it definitely makes a difference, I know.
Yeah, it totally does, yeah.
And so you also have a show coming up, correct?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, where, when, what, how can people go see you?
We're playing this Thursday at the Biltmore in Vancouver. We're opening for a band called Van Damsel. Mm-hmm. It's their last little tour for, I guess, they're ending things. So they asked us to come along for the first time, and just we've played Vancouver a couple of times, but never played the Biltmore. So we're really stoked on that. And it's Thursday night. Doors open at 7, and tickets are $15.
Cool. And anything else into the near future?
Yeah, we just recently, with part of Music BC, we got selected to be in the Whistler Film Festival to do a music showcase.
That's really cool.
With 9 other bands. So on December 2nd, we're playing Garfinkel's in Whistler.
That's fabulous. And is that open to the public, or is it just people who have sort of paid for tickets for the film festival, or a little bit of both?
Yeah, I think it's both. It's... because it's a public venue, but there are a couple of things that are just specific to the festival.
That's really great. And and are you guys touring a little more, or are you headed back into the studio soon? What's going to be coming up next?
Yeah, we kind of just finished a big run of shows coming out of the summer, and we're kind of in a more of a writing process right now. We have a couple shows, you know, with these upcoming ones, but we're definitely hoping to get another album out before summer of 2017. So we're definitely going back into that writing process for sure.
Yeah, that's really, really great. That's like hustling. It's a really, really good output for sure. Yeah, well, thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to play Darker Side, this single that just dropped from Talk Peace to a Wolf. And
awesome.
Yeah, where can people find you online?
Yeah, our website is amistadband.com, and on all our other social media, we're just at Amistad Music.
Perfect. All right. Well, thanks so much. It's really
thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. All right, and please enjoy Darker Side by Amistad off of Talk Peace to a Wolf.
There's a darker side to everything. That's why I tend to try not to think. There's a darker part to you and me. We're never who we were, but I guess that's meant to be. I'm pasting gray words over Sun Street beats like I never met someone as dismal as me. The words make you frown, don't put the pages down, 'cause when was the last time you forced yourself to think? Sometimes I feel like my brain was on the shelf and I picked it out just to mess with myself. 'Cause there's another side to me, the darkness only helps. And I can't say it's me, but I can't say it's someone else. Oh.
A lot of people protested all the time about this place.
This week on Cited.
People would drive by and throw bottles, scream at people.
The story of the worst motel in upstate New York and the sociologist who decided to live there so he could study America's most hated criminals.
Sex offenders, parolees, indigent, that's what it was for.
Exiled, Sex Offenders at the Boardwalk Motel, airing this Friday, 8 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
UBC Africa Awareness Initiative is a student-run organization that advocates for a greater inclusion of Africa and African-related issues in UBC academia and social life. Some of our major events include Dioko, UBC's largest African dance party, Culture Night, a celebration of African culture and diversity, and Conference Week, where our goal is to foster more intelligent and intellectual dialogue about Africa on the UBC campus. With this in mind, we hope to contribute towards creating global citizens with a more informed perspective of the continent.
Welcome back. You just heard Johnny and Mary by July Talk off of their highly anticipated recent new album, Touch. Before that, No Reason to Send Letters by No Museums off of The Drifting Knives, and Darker Side, the latest single by Amistad off of their EP, Talk Peace to a Wolf. And thanks again to Aiden for calling in and having a really, really cool discussion. The next song that I want to play, I confess I've been feeling somewhat political, haven't you? It's been a time these past few weeks, but CITR finally got in the album We Are the Hallucination by A Tribe Called Red. And if you haven't heard of A Tribe Called Red, they are a really incredible sort of electronic band that has been very much taking the steps and making a voice for indigenous issues in the music community. Like, it's a really, really incredible album. I've only just started listening to it, and I know that there are so many more layers to go, but marginalized people have always had an outlet through their art, and it is so vital to provide that and to have space for it and to promote it, because it's important, because art should be challenging, and it should absolutely be able to tell the stories that need to be told. So this is the first track, the title track, off of We Are the Hallucination by A Tribe Called Red.
We are the tribe that they cannot see. We live on an industrial reservation. We are the Hallucination. We have been called the Indians. We have been called Native American. We have been called hostile. We have been called pagan. We have been called militant. We have been called many names. We are the Hallucination. We are the human beings. The callers of names cannot see us, but we can see them. We are the Hallucination. Our DNA is of earth and sky. Our DNA is of past and future. We are the Hallucination. We are the evolution, the continuation. The Hallucination. The Hallucination. We are the Hallucination.
Thank you. song and blood.
October Discorder.
Put it down now. And give me my
November issue.
That's right. Stop reading the October issue of Discorder now. Pick up November's Discorder for features on Ichuda, Media Democracy Days, Tim the Mute, Safe Amp Society, Want, and Seekers International, plus interviews with the organizers of the James Black Gallery, comedian Sophie Bundle, and more. Thanks to this month's advertisers, Vinyl Records, The Rickshaw Theater, Zipcar, Jazz Records, Live Van, The Astoria, Don't Argue, The Rio Theater, Timber Concerts, Unit, Pit, Mint Records, and The Wise Hall. Pick up an issue of Discorder around town or read online at discorder.ca.
Dance Horizons provides affordable classes and encourage students to get involved with the community to develop as dancers.
Our classes are open to all skill levels, with styles ranging from hip-hop to ballet, and are taught by professional instructors.
We're running some exciting events in the next week.
Our dancers will be visiting Harbor Dance Center and are putting on a show on campus on December 3rd. If you want to see us dance to this song, visit UBC Dance Horizons on YouTube.
All right, you just heard Period Piece by Jenny Haval off of her album Blood Bitch, which was written while she was on tour for her previous album. And to quote, it's influenced by vampires. It's a fictional time-traveling vampire, but also influenced by menstruation, 1970s horror and exploitation films, and Virginia Woolf, which I just can't think of a better combination than that. I really can't. Before that, the title track for We Are the Hallucination by A Tribe Called Red. I really have to say, when you live in Canada, again, going back to sort of nostalgia, 10 years ago, 10 years ago, I went to see a band that had that was Canadian and had several Canadians as openers. Our Lady Peace back in the late 90s and early 2000s was kind of like one of the only popular, well-known Canadian bands. It was them and Shania Twain and, you know, the Guess Who if you were older, and like maybe Treble Charger on the outside if you were a bit weird, and Sum 41 if you weren't. But and CanCon sort of meant that we heard these songs a lot, and it felt at the time very, very limiting. However, then the internet happened, a lot better than it was back then, and now we have just the richest, most amazing music scene across this whole country, and every sort of major population center has its own quirks and personality types, and usually you can kind of peg roughly where a band is either from or where they have spent a lot of time by their sound. So Metric sounds different from Stars, sounds different from the New Pornographers. They are Toronto, Montreal, and Vancouver, respectively. So I wasn't necessarily that surprised to discover that this next artist, who goes by the name Croy, is from Montreal, because she sounds a lot like a Montreal artist. It's very, very ethereal and heady and interesting, and much like a lot of the other stuff that I've heard coming out of Quebec. So here's a track called Bones off of her very, very recently released album Scavenger, and after that, some Alexandria Mylott with Smitten.
We'll be right back.
That was a track called Smitten by Alexandria Mylott off of Time. Before that, Bones by Croy from her new album Scavenger. I am going to switch things up a teeny tiny bit and play a rather long song, and it'll be my final song, but it's been, like I said, a rough couple of weeks, and when you're down, you need to fall back onto the things that make you happy, and this song makes me happy in a way that I think only one other person really, really understands, and I hope that they can guess what it is before I start playing it, but it's probably my favorite love song ever, so please enjoy this, but and stay tuned. Radio Free Thinker is going to be coming up next at 3, but yeah, this is a track called The Cat Lady Song by West My Friend off of their album When the Ink Dries. It's about two boy cats who fall in love and conspire to get their female owners to also fall in love so that they'll all live together and be in love together. Please enjoy. Thank you so much for listening, and I will be back next week.
It was moony and misty on a midsummer's night. There was naught to do but watch the sparrows in flight. From two distant windows they stared through the panes, contemplating why the moon waxes and wanes, and whether it wants to be nearer the earth or to come and curl up by the sun's fiery hearth. These thoughts two soulmates did unknowingly share as they purred and they pondered and groomed their fine hair. Tawny and scrawny and full of emotion, Sam was the cat who thought up the potion to seal their owner's love. He was not a cat to be stopped. Claire was a retired orthodontist. People said she was like a meteor, but she burned brighter. Her shadow tried desperately to keep up each day as she catapulted through life. Noah was salty and gray like the ocean. Was a sailor, now a cat who preferred constant motion. He strolled through the garden each day, pausing for flowers on his way. Nancy was a kindergarten teacher, round, around the edges and a smile like honey. When people asked her, how do you do it all day? She said, how could I not? Sam watched from high above as Noah smelt each lily bud. He thought, I may be young and novice in love, and he seems much the same. But if there's a cat I do adore, Noah is his name. So he prepared lover's speech, announced his presence with a screech. A cat's love cannot be contained. Strings, 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 oh lugubrious strings will be the song for me to you. Feral feline will keep me from my prow. So stare with me in awe. Stare with me in awe at the moon's efficacy, which not only pertains to its waxes and wanes and the tides and the tide pools, but to the love of fools for those as prime. Noah turned his head skyward and responded to Sam. He said, please don't think that I'm not interested, 'cause believe me, I am. It's just that human society is unreliable. Feline ferocity is undeniable. How can you be sure our affections will not be treated as an affliction? Maybe we should wait till we're older. Maybe then we'll be a little bolder. Be a little bolder. Be a little bolder. It gets better. Yeah, I heard that one before. If we're cautious, young Abby takes hold. So I'll make you an offer you can't ignore. Oh, I know a thing or two about chemistry. I bet your Claire and my Nancy know a thing too. I saw some sparks when she was over. Why don't we make up a pot of love potions too? If we think hard, oh, I'm sure we'll know just what to do. Set up a picnic, wait for the cupid to strike. 'Cause if Nancy loves Claire and Claire fancies Nancy, soon we'll be roomies in our cat lady house. Our love won't be tragic like the slow death of a
my loyal listeners. This is Dawn in a bit of a odd mood today, so